T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve's in the morning here on KNSS at 7:45 here on a Wednesday. Three big things. Basketball tonight. NIT, Wichita State at Furman.
Two.
Congressional Democrats call for lowering the voting age to 16. Republicans reject the idea.
One.
Wichita City Council approves stadium land sale in unusual late night session. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
A couple of traffic accidents. Watch out. We've got a traffic accident southbound on I-235 north of Zoo Boulevard. We also have a traffic accident out by Cheney. It's on US 54 out there, 383rd West. Traffic update from KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 62 degrees. Tuesday's high was 70. A little bit cooler today, but not bad. Clear tonight. The overnight low, 34. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 64. Now a cloudy sky, a west wind at 9 miles per hour, and 40 degrees. Stop by and see the new spring and summer hats at Hatman Jack's. Fedoras, western hats, ladies' hats, and caps for all occasions. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas. New details about the first of the two crashes involving now-grounded Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets.
As experts analyze the black box recorders from the Boeing 737 MAX 8 that crashed in Ethiopia 10 days ago, there are new revelations about another crash involving the same model in Indonesia in October. Reuters reports one of that plane's flight recorders, the cockpit voice recorder, captured the pilots scouring a handbook for clues as they tried to understand why the plane was lurching downwards, but they ran out of time before it crashed into the Java Sea. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Stocks gave up an early gain and ended mostly lower on Wall Street as a week-long rally lost steam. Banks and industrial stocks weighed the most on the market Tuesday. The S&P ended barely lower, its second loss over the past 7 trading days. It's still off to a great start this year, up 13% so far in 2019. The Dow slipped 26 points. NASDAQ went the other way, closed up 9 points. Google has unveiled a video game streaming platform called Stadia, positioning itself to take on the traditional video game business. The platform lets gamers playing Stadia jump across devices operating on Google's Chrome browser and Chrome OS, such as Pixel phones and Chromebooks. Alphabet Inc.'s Google says playing video games will be as simple as pressing a Play Now button without anything to download. There's a dedicated Stadia controller that is optional. And I must confess to you that I understood about every other word.
Yeah, you don't know what anything means in that story. Well, I don't either.
You don't have to.
Okay.
As someone who does, I can tell you that this thing is going to fare quite badly in the market.
You think it's Jad Chambers, our computer guy, says, nope, ain't going to work.
Yeah, it's streaming gaming doesn't really work. There's just too much lag built into it. Doesn't work out at all.
See, did you understand what he just said?
It doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah, see?
It wouldn't have affected you. Even if it would be a huge success, it wouldn't have affected you.
Nah. Gucci is announcing a new global program called Gucci Changemakers as part of the fashion company's continuing effort to foster diversity through community action. The initiative follows Gucci's announcement last month of a long-term diversity and inclusion action plan following an uproar over an $890 sweater that resembled blackface. So Gucci has a little egg on their face, and they're trying to make amends there. Some PR stuff. North Dakota's Republican-led legislature has voted to repeal the state's longstanding Sunday business restrictions. Senators passed the bill Tuesday, sending it to Republican Governor Doug Burgum. He's expected to sign it. The National Conference of State Legislatures says North Dakota is the only state that prohibits shopping on Sunday morning. The ban is rooted in religion tradition in North Dakota. Lawmakers have defeated several measures over the years to end it. There you go. Now, I understood all of that pretty well. Sunday closing. 7:49.
Most stores in this town are closed on Sunday morning, except for the grocery stores, I guess. The rest of them don't open up till about 11.
Yeah, and beyond the religious implications, you got to give your people some time to rest, right?
Why?
I don't know. Because you
work them. Work.
Work, work, work.
Work them 7 days a week because then you don't have to retrain them on Monday.
Right.
Isn't that your joke you used to tell? My wife, St. Shelley, in the kitchen last night, and I'm hoping to maybe bring some of what she accomplished to work soon.
Mm-hmm.
She was making baklava, and I thought I was just...
Tasty.
We may have some of that for you guys tomorrow. I don't know. She was making it by grandson.
You don't sound very committal on that.
A grandson who was... he needed it for a project for school.
Mm-hmm.
And Shelley was, you know, this is the thing. We were talking about this the other day. Like, we
should go How is it his
feeling.
Project if someone else is doing the work?
That's the way it works, man.
Oh.
This is the way the kids do it now. Their parents or their grandparents do all the work, and they turn it in.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I thought St. Shelley's going to get an A on this project. But she had to find that. Remember, we were talking about the feta dough mm-hmm. she was trying to find, which is a very paper-thin dough that they use layers and layers. She had like 40 layers in
mm-hmm.
this. Honey, butter, melted butter, nuts.
Nothing Wah! Wrong with that.
Anyway, going to have to bring some in. See what you guys think. She has not made a lot of that over the years. It's a Eastern Greek dish.
Got to get that in the repertoire.
We do. We have to get it in here. All right, 7:51, Steve and Ted, a growing business in southwest Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, we always like to talk about a Wichita company expanding. Roberts Concrete building a new headquarters in Wichita. It'll allow the company to more than double its existing space. Roberts is building a 13,300-square-foot facility at 4151 Southwest Street. It'll replace 6,000 square feet of space at the current headquarters at 1444 South St. Clair. The company hopes to be moved in by late summer. Air Canada has decided to remove the Boeing 737 MAX from its schedule until at least July. That may be an indication of how long airlines think the aircraft's going to be out of service for fixes. The airline has 24 737 MAX aircraft in its fleet. The airline had also been expecting delivery of six more of the aircraft in March and April. Deliveries have been halted because of those two crashes of the airplane model. And U.S. farmers say they're being cut out of Japan after withdrawal from the TPP agreement. Farm groups are increasing pressure on the Trump administration to quickly launch trade talks with Japan. They're seeing lost sales and lost market share since the U.S. withdrew from the trade agreement. They're losing out to Canada, Australia, and members of the European Union. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Late night for the city council, huh? We're talking about that stadium proposal. Apparently we're going forward with it.
Got it done, right? 4 acres at $1 apiece.
$1 apiece? That's pretty good deal on land, I guess. Even
you and I and Ted should have gone in and said, we'll offer you double that money.
You know, but then what would we do? We'd have to pay taxes on it.
Well.
Yeah. See? It's always something.
Get somebody to build something over there and then.
Then the other part
we develop it, put in an original pancake house and just watch the money start pouring in.
Just pouring
there
in.
There you go.
You know, I have a very good friend whose childhood home sits on the corner of Sycamore and Texas. Ted, you know where that is?
Mm-hmm.
Right on the western edge of the stadium parking lot there. And he told me a while back, that, mom's home had been sold over there. They had sold their mom's house. Well, somebody's bought, those two or three blocks over there. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. Maybe they're going to turn it into...
My understanding is Jerry Jones has bought some of that land to the west of the stadium where it was.
And I wonder what they're going to do with it. Make a parking lot out of it? Probably
development over there somehow.
Yeah, develop it.
Got to get a return on that investment, you bet.
The one thing that they haven't discussed down there that really needs to be discussed is bringing back a take-home burger. There used to be one right there on Maple.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you ever had a take-home burger?
I never did have a take-home burger.
Wow.
That place was disgusting.
It was absolutely disgusting. But You get this, you get a cheeseburger, you put them in a brown paper bag, and by the time you get to the car, it's soaked with
grease.
It
basically had eaten through the bag, and you were in danger of it falling out. Just the grease was dripping.
You didn't have to chew these. These sliders went right down your throat.
But was it a good burger, though?
Absolutely incredibly good. Yeah. It had all the bad stuff in it, but right. Tacoma Burger, I think they had two or three of them in town at one time. They're just... these little tiny places. You couldn't eat in there. You had to take it out. Tacoma Burger.
It doesn't hardly get any better than that for a name for a burger
restaurant. Tacoma Burger.
Yeah. Tacoma Burger.
Yeah, to bring that back. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour. Coming up, we have the latest on that Wichita Stadium land sale and some of the comments from the people who were at the meeting last night. Ted Woodward has sports, of course.
Shocker men's basketball team in the NIT tonight. We'll have a preview coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the Blur, Ted.
We'll get you fixed up on all entertainment items that you need to know at 8:35 this morning.
And traffic and weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.